Hi guys, welcome to God's Reporter Podcast. I'm your host David Fry, and this is where we come and bring the good news straight from the Holy Bible. Today though, let's start out with a prayer as always. Father God, I love you, and I thank you for today. I thank you for another opportunity to come and share your words with others, Lord. I thank you for my listeners, Lord. I pray that they will receive your spirit, Lord, receive your word, and I pray that they will share this podcast with others, Lord, so that they may bring people closer to you, Lord, and have a relationship with you. I pray this in your precious name, Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit today about Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving week, and Thursday in the United States is Thanksgiving Day. So I want to talk to you a little bit about being thankful. Everyone says they're thankful for this and thankful for that. But who are we thankful to? We must be thankful to God and count our blessings. Have you counted your blessings lately? Be thankful to Him for all the blessings He has given you. Believe it or not, the house you live in, God gave to you. Or the apartment that you live in, or whatever roof you have over your head, God gave you. Whatever car you're driving, God gave you. The food you eat, God gave you. For without God, nothing would be possible. So start counting your blessings today. When you feel like you're alone or lost in the world, start counting your blessings. And trust me, your spirit will be uplifted. We must be thankful to Him first and foremost. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, it says, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unthinkable, we must be thankful to God by worshiping Him with fear and awe. You see, we're receiving the kingdom of God, and our imaginations cannot even fathom how great heaven will be. And we must be thankful to Him for that. And by honoring His name, by praising His name, by giving Him the glory for everything we receive, and everything we do, we are honoring Him. We must be thankful to Him. Don't just say you're thankful. Say I'm thankful to God. Be thankful to Him for everything you have and everything you have received. Be thankful to Him for your children. Be thankful to Him for your husband or wife. Be thankful to Him for your house, your car, the food you have on your table. Be thankful to Him. You can be thankful by giving back. Be thankful by giving food to the needy, giving clothes to the needy, donating at your local food bank. You can honor His name by doing this, giving in His name. Giving back to God is giving Him the glory. Giving to your church, that is honoring God and being thankful to Him. We must always be thankful, not just on Thanksgiving. We must be thankful daily, on a daily basis. We can't just go through life not thanking Him for what we receive. When we receive an award, you'd be surprised how many people, you watch these award shows and they thank everyone but God, but the one who gave them that award to start with. If it wasn't for God, they would not have the talent that they have. We must give thanks to God for all that we are. We must give thanks to God for our own life. For without Him, we would not be here. You see, God, without His love, His grace, and His mercy, could wipe this world out completely without even thinking about it and starting from scratch. But you see, His grace and mercy keeps us here. His love keeps us here. He loved us enough to send His Son to die on the cross for our sins. And we can't be thankful. We have to be. That is what the love of God is. By sending his son to die on the cross for our sins. He conquered death for us so we didn't have to die. As children of God, as I've said before, we won't die. And we must be thankful for that. We must be thankful that he forgives us for our sins. We must be thankful that he loves us. We must be thankful that he is always there for us. Don't ever feel alone. You see, there's an old saying, when you feel lost and alone and you don't feel God with you, who moved? You moved away from God. God never moved away from you. God is always with you. Jesus is always with you. I say that because you see, Jesus is God. The Trinity. God the Father. God the Son. And God the Holy Spirit. There are three in one. Give back to God. Be thankful to him. Be thankful for everything he is. Be thankful for everything he does. Be thankful for everything he has given you. If you have a job, be thankful for that. If you got a raise, or if you're getting paid at all, be thankful for that. Because there's a lot of people in this world that are getting pennies where we get dollars. Be thankful. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are in my life. I thank you, Lord, for what you have given me. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are. I can never repay you enough for what you have given me, Lord. And you can never repay him enough for what he has given you. But keep on thanking him. And he will bless you for it. By thanking him, it honors him. I want to tell you about next week, the week after Thanksgiving, we're going to have our first special guest, a surprise special guest. So stay tuned for that on Monday or Tuesday of next week. From God's Reporter Podcast, I love you, and God loves you too. Have a great Thanksgiving, and have a great day.